This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, though not such an open-hearted and open-minded, or one could say empty-minded nation, that the people of America are going to vote yes on rioting. That is not a possibility. People of America want to vote no on violent and murderous, even, cops when they exist. But they definitely want to vote no on rioting and vandalism and property destruction and assaults and on undermining both progress on the coronavirus and progress on the economy. Heather McDonald has written a very powerful piece. And as she usually does, she's the author of one of the essential books on the subject of police and the struggles that police officers go through. And it's called The War on Cops, How the New Attack on Law and Order Makes Everyone Less Safe. Her new piece in City Journal, Darkness Falls, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Heather, thank you for joining us on what I know is a busy day.
Well, thank you again for having me on, Michael. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure and an honor. And I'd love to focus on one thing, which is what can governors do? What can mayors do? What can even the president do to stop the violence that is scarring American cities and scarring the American soul right now?
Well, you've got to use whatever force is necessary, and my fear is that it's too late, that the amount of force that would be required, given the contagious nature of this pandemic, this lethal pandemic of violence, to actually dissuade people and make them understand that their actions have consequences, which up to now there have been none, would be... at least on the president's part, have huge political costs. The left has set this up brilliantly, so that if Trump does invoke, say, U.S. military power, and they can find one cell phone video of somebody who was not throwing a Molotov cocktail, getting tear gassed, that is going to be used against him. So I don't really know. There are people who are experts in riot tactics, and you know, you try and control the violence, you hem it in, you pen it in, you establish non-breakable lines. I don't know at this point, as far as sheer personnel, if the numbers are out there. In New York City, we just see these roving troops, and of anarchists, of haters, of people who are bent on tearing civilization down, who can fan out through the city. So we need to call up every single resource available to us in law enforcement, in the National Guard, and I'm certainly not averse to using the military. Because if this doesn't stop, it is not only a current threat, but it is a threat to the future, because everybody involved in this mayhem is learning that the government is not willing to stop civilization-destroying violence, and we're going to see wave after wave of this.
The your piece is must reading, because it gives some of the background, like Mayor de Blasio calling on the New York City police officers to use a light touch. And Governor Cuomo just got in trouble because he said the New York City police were doing a bad job coping with this. And the one of the commissioners, police commissioners in New York City, took off after Governor Cuomo on that. Do you think that this has been a failure in the police themselves, or a failure of nerve, or has it been more the failure of mayors like that hapless, horrible Mayor Fry in Minnesota? You told the story in your piece, and maybe you should tell everybody, how could he have allowed a police precinct office to be burned down? How did that happen?
Well, he made that decision in the name of preserving lives, but the very fact that it was come to that decision of preserving lives of presumably the people within the precinct and preserving one of the most foundational symbols of the rule of law shows that there was already numerous failures. So he evacuated it, and within minutes the place was burning almost to the ground. But usually the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, on last Friday's press conference said that he had not called in the National Guard because given that law enforcement is already regarded as oppressive, and Walz implied that he regarded that view as justified, which is ludicrous, he felt that there was a paradox in invoking the putting into action the very forces, the forces of oppression that were creating the protests in the first place. So in most cases, the unwillingness to use force has not been in the name of protecting lives, but simply in the name of not further triggering black rage.
In terms of the racial impact of crime, who suffers most, Heather McDonald, when police pull back or they're constrained from doing their job?
The thousands of good law-abiding bourgeois residents of inner-city neighborhoods who are black themselves. I've never been to a police community meeting in the inner city where I've not heard those overwhelmingly senior citizens and small business owners beg the police for more arrests. Get the drug dealers off the corner. Get the pot smokers out of my building. Get the kids hanging out in my lobby smoking pot and dealing drugs out. I'm scared to go down and get my mail. When the cops back off, as we saw in the first iteration of this Black Lives Matter madness, the Ferguson, what I call the Ferguson effect in 2015 and 2016, an additional 2,000 black lives were lost compared to 2014. Blacks die of homicide in this country at 6 times the rate of whites and Hispanics combined. Why? It's not the cops who are shooting them. It's not whites. It's other blacks. Blacks commit homicide at 8 times the rate of whites and Hispanics combined. And they're killing gangbangers, but they're also killing 2-year-olds, they're killing 5-year-olds, they're killing 78-year-olds. And those innocent people deserve police protection, and when they don't have it, they are left to the mercy of people who have never been civilized.
What do you say to those people who look at the record of Officer Chauvin and say, look, he had complaints on his record. Something should have been done before this horrific incident.
Well, I need to know more facts. It could well be that those complaints show that he was a bad cop. I'm completely agnostic on this. I can tell you that good cops who are active, who actually engage in proactive policing rather than a large somewhat of a majority are happy to just drive around and do as little as possible, not get out of their cars unless they've got a radio call. Those who are using their powers of observation to arrest drug dealers, which is what the law-abiding residents, the thousands of law-abiding residents in the city, inner city, want them to do, they filed against them as well.
Please read Heather McDonald's piece, Darkness Falls, posted at our website. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
In her piece, Darkness Falls, Heather McDonald writes, on the night of Thursday, May 28th, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, who by the way, is a complete nincompoop, he ordered the city's third police precinct evacuated as the forces of hatred, distinct from legitimate forms of protest, descended upon it for a third day in a row. The building was promptly torched, sending a powerful sign that society would not defend its most fundamental institutions of law and order. And they were unable to even get firefighters there in a timely manner. And she writes this. Once the violence began, any attempt to understand the protests should have stopped, since that understanding is inevitably exculpatory. The looters are not grieving over the stomach-churning arrest and death of George Floyd. They're having the time of their lives. You don't protest or mourn a victim by stealing OxyContin, electronics, jewelry, and sneakers. It's an appalling situation. And here's something, good for Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, who called this to my attention. On May 9th, Bloomberg had this headline. One good thing from the pandemic, mass shootings in U.S. plunge. Shootings were comparable to 2019 until most businesses, malls, churches closed. And on June 2nd, that would be today, on June 2nd, a headline in Crime Report, mass shootings in U.S. hit seven-year high in May. May's mass shootings resulted in at least 39 deaths and 249 injuries. So another area where the lockdown may not have worked entirely as supposed. Let me go to Craig in Los Angeles. Craig, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael. How are you, everybody?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Go ahead. Yes, I hear you fine.
Yes, Trump, I normally support him, but he's totally blowing it, and I hope he can hear me. Instead of going martial law on America and diving into America's dark past, he should be acknowledging that even the autopsy reports varied between the police and the independent autopsy, and that alone shows we're not doing our job as law enforcement. And he should say things like, if the Pentagon has a centralized position with police departments, we have to end that. And everybody should be changing their...
There we go. Craig, I appreciate your call, kinda. Bill de Blasio is somebody I do not appreciate. The mayor of New York City already declared that he doesn't need any help. Most New Yorkers, all New Yorkers, I think, would disagree with him. Listen.
We do not need, nor do we think it's wise for the National Guard to be in New York City, nor any armed forces. I'm going to tell you why. This is really important we have this out right now. If someone needs a history lesson. When outside armed forces go into communities, no good comes of it. We have seen this for decades, go back to the 50s, 60s with the civil rights movement on through all the way up to today. People who are not trained for the conditions in New York City, they're public servants. They protect us in a different way. I appreciate them deeply, but they're not trained for the circumstance here. They have not been spending decades working on the relationship between police and community, particularly in the intensive way it's been worked on in recent years. Every officer out there, and some of them are imperfect because we're all human beings, but the vast majority are doing their job, doing it well, doing it with restraint because they've been trained incessantly to act with restraint. A National Guard, a member of the Guard called up from any part of this state, doesn't have that particular training, doesn't know our environment, but is carrying a loaded weapon. That is a bad scenario. So far, thank God we have not had a loss of life in these last 5 days.
Okay, in New York City, thank God. The rest of the country, there has been a loss of life. When does it come to an end, Mayor de Blasio? And by the way, his history is wrong. Because when the National Guard was called up, and it was necessary to call it up, in 1992, In fact, President George Herbert Walker Bush, who was president of the United States at the time, he made a call declaring an insurrection and sent federal military support, as Trump is proposing to do, to Los Angeles. Now, the leadership in Los Angeles, that was the Rodney King riots. And the leadership in Los Angeles wanted that help. They needed it. And I don't think the president should even think about sending any military force or support to governors or to mayors who say they don't want it. But I think that as this thing gets worse and worse, and there's every possibility it will, unless there can be some agreement on the left, and again, I think President Obama could be a very crucial voice in this, asking people to honor the loss of George Floyd and his memory in the right way, which is certainly not violence or theft or looting or vandalism, and certainly not expressions of hatred. I mean, one of the things that I have been aware of is in Los Angeles, they vandalized a synagogue called Beth Israel in Fairfax District with the F word and Israel. And then Free Palestine. Those are your hurting demonstrators who the media wants you to believe are all so gentle and so entirely peaceful. This is a collage that was prepared by the Media Research Center of Media Commentary.
Let me clear how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not generally speaking unruly, but fires have been started. And
first thing I want to make perfectly clear, this has been almost entirely peaceful. In fact, completely peaceful.
It's been a mostly peaceful protest, but then they chose to move in.
Many of these protests have been largely peaceful.
Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm looking at those live pictures next to you, and they seem very peaceful.
There are always folks on the fringes of protests that do the things that we don't like.
A few people who break a few windows and burn a few cars.
They just threw something on fire, Chris, a firecracker.
Okay, what if it were your car or your window that was broken? And, and why not people calling attention to the true fact that when cops are being condemned, most cops are honest, brave, and yes, mostly peaceful. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump on Tuesday visited the Pope John Paul II National Shrine in Washington, D.C. They observed a moment of silence and placed a wreath at the shrine. The president also signs an executive order aimed at promoting international religious freedom, according to counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway.
Just moments ago in the Oval Office, I was there, the president with the First Lady and the Vice President on either side of him, signed an executive order furthering his policies with respect to religious liberty here in this great country and worldwide.
As the nation continues to heal following the death of George Floyd, violence and looting continue to overshadow peaceful protests. Four officers were shot near a police station in St. Louis on Monday night. They're all expected to survive. And in Las Vegas, an officer was shot in the head shortly before midnight in front of Circus Circus. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There is so much hysteria about our current state. And look, there are reasons, because the bad news is coming at us. I mean, I just mentioned to you that apparently mass shootings, and of course mass shootings are going to go up. Every kind of shooting is going to go up. Crime is going to go up in general because it's the Ferguson effect, except writ large. Unless this thing is settled. Imagine that you're a police officer or a police chief or a police lieutenant or someone trying to protect the people that you serve. There's so much to be frightened of right now. And as Heather McDonald was saying, it's always easier to stay in the car, don't do the proactive policing that actually saves lives and keeps people safe. We have made so much progress on crime in this country over the last 25 years. This could be in the process of throwing it all away. And no, we are not on the verge of a dictatorship. Don Lemon, this is clip number 15, Jeremy. Don Lemon, actually on CNN, sincerely, apparently, believes that we are on the verge of a dictatorship. Listen.
Those were the orders from the commander in chief. For this very moment that just happened in front of our eyes, why were we pretending otherwise? Open your eyes, America. Open your eyes. We are teetering on a dictatorship. We are this is chaos. Has the president, I'm listening, is the president declaring war on Americans? What is happening here? He's saying he wants to protect peaceful protesters at the same time sending law enforcement and military into the streets to push peaceful protesters back. to be aggressive with peaceful protesters. He is doing the exact opposite of what he said in that speech.
Okay, teetering on the verge of a dictatorship, really? And how peaceful were those protesters in Washington, D.C.? Were they attacked national memorials like the Lincoln Memorial? Were they attacked the St. John's Church where President Trump made to brandish his Bible? And look, it is not beyond imagining that any president of the United States, even if his name wasn't Donald J. Trump, would feel that he should be able, in our capital city, to walk peacefully and safely from the White House to St. John's Church. By the way, it's a block. It's not a long walk that he cleared away. Paul Krugman echoes this same thing. Trump takes us to the brink. And he writes, Donald Trump, far from trying to calm the nation, is pouring gasoline on the fire. He seems very close to trying to incite a civil war. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that America as we know it is on the brink. How did we get here? The core story of U.S. politics over the past four decades, he writes, is that wealthy elites weaponized white racism to gain political power, which they used to pursue policies that enriched the already wealthy at workers' expense. That is the grand conspiracy theory of the Bernie Sanders left. And how does that help in a situation like this? Trump clearly sides with those who reject any notion, he writes, that police officers or any other authority figures should be held accountable for abusive behavior. He actually tweeted very early in this, and I applauded him for it. Very early in this, he condemned the killing of George Floyd. And said that they needed to secure justice for the officers that had killed them. Far from saying Trump clearly sides with those who reject any notion that police officers or other authority figures should be held accountable for abusive behavior. Remember, he's used his authority to pardon members of the U.S. military who were accused or convicted by their own services of committing war crimes. We're talking now about the Eddie Gallagher case. He goes on, he said, Republicans have, as I said, spent decades exploiting racial hostility to win elections, despite a policy agenda that hurts workers. But Trump is now pushing that cynical strategy beyond a kind of apotheosis. Okay, civil war? Race war? Really? I think this kind of hysteria is not going to bring us to a situation where you put an end to the riots. And the riots do need to end. The one thing that ought to persuade people on the left is the idea that this is a sure way to defeat your causes and your candidates. I don't even know if if that includes Joe Biden or not. Let me go to your calls, and we have Dave in Bremerton, Washington. Dave, you're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. I've been listening the last few days on some of the dialogue from the media and from various talk show hosts and so forth, and you know, a lot of the terms like organization and, you know, they're organizing to do these riots, these looting, and watching some of the news clips about the literal killings, dragging people out of cars and so forth. The term came into my mind, terrorist cell. And I haven't heard anybody use that term, domestic terrorism, because when does that term riot turn terrorism? Because we talk about fear, and I'm telling you, you can cut a knife through it. You know, I get around, I'm in the Seattle area, I'm a business owner in South Seattle. I fear for my business right now. in the post office yesterday, and they said, well, the protesters are coming down the streets of Tacoma, and they're terrified in the post office, the women in there, locking up their doors and so forth. And I'm thinking, if this isn't terrorism, how do you define terrorism?
Well, again, one of the things that President Trump asked for is he asked Attorney General Bill Barr to reclassify Antifa, which is one of the organizations, it's not really an organization, as domestic terrorism. So you're thinking along the lines of what the administration is talking about. Look, I think that we have to be less concerned about what we call it other than calling it out as wrong, as evil, as destructive, as evil in its own way because it impacts so many people, as wanton brutality from a police officers. Now, I'm not saying that it's equivalent or that the people who are guilty of trashing businesses ought to be accused of murder. But what they are doing is murdering the hope of any kind of recovery for our economy. It's tough enough. I mean, Dave, I salute you as a business owner in South Seattle. You say, have you stayed open during the pandemic?
Yeah, we've been one of the essential businesses, and we've been blessed in that way. But the type of business we are, literally, somebody set a fire, and it would be a literal bomb. And I'll tell you, I look at the way these people, the way they plan, I mean, it's just flat evil.
It is profoundly
evil,
and it needs to be curtailed. And this, frankly, is a message that the local authorities and Governor Inslee need to take very seriously, because otherwise I think you will be looking at a federal military response. Heaven help us all. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael MedVed visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free seven-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, the one thing that we need most in this country right now, and honestly, it's something that President Trump should initiate, but even if he just goes along with it, is a very clear, united statement from all parts of the political spectrum that rioting is not okay. And the idea that, well, okay, yes, we understand how you feel, we understand how angry you are, fine, say all that. But there has to be a very, very clear message from all of our leaders at every level, Democrats and Republicans, governors, former presidents. And I say former presidents because, again, I think that there will only be a change of heart when that message comes across very clearly. The point about these demonstrations is all they are achieving right now is harming the country and hurting our people. And I've mentioned before, and it's not silly. See, I'm not one of those people. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know because I know people who have struggled with COVID-19. Thank God. I hope we haven't been exposed. But this is not a joke. It is a very serious matter. There are 100,000 people, and it's probably considerably more than that. There's brand new research that's been sort of lost in the shuffle that shows that in most states, the excess death numbers are much higher than they would be, except for the fact that early in this pandemic, people were classifying deaths not as COVID-19 when they really were. This is a serious matter. The country was just beginning to get better from it. New York was just beginning to get better from it. The federal government, with President Trump working with Democrats and Republicans in Congress, actually did some good in helping people and helping businesses stay alive. All of this is getting washed away. And for what? For what purpose? I know the head of Black Entertainment Television called for reparations today. He called for reparations that would involve, I think it's a total of $13 trillion. And that would amount for every African-American, he estimates 49 million people who would get about over $300,000 each. That would do everything to make peace on the streets and in the country, right? How foolish. How beyond foolish it all is. And the idea that this is a time to divide the country, I know there are some people on the right who believe, and you may be right, that if it comes to, are you on the side of cops or on the side of demonstrators? Are you on the side of rioters or are you on the side of police officers? The overwhelming majority of Americans will choose the police officers. But it's not going to be that simple. I think Gerald Seib today has a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal where he actually spoke to the historian Ron Chernow, who wrote the great book Hamilton that the musical was based on. And Gerald Seib writes, when does a country reach a tipping point? A point when the citizenry concludes that things are simply spinning out of control and that something different is required. The question arises, obviously, as protests and looting spread across America in the wake of the brutal police killing of a black man. Shocking scenes that have come atop a once-in-a-century pandemic and a depression-like economic slide. In a moment of crisis, it's hard to tell when such events will simply fade away in a return to the status quo and when they will produce lasting change in political and social structures. Yet a look at recent history suggests that it is precisely at moments like this when shocks pile on in succession from different directions that Americans can choose a new course. And then Ron Chernow told him in an interview, nothing is more difficult for the historian than to differentiate the ephemeral, the short-lived, from the lasting events, even with the advantage of hindsight. Yet my guess is that we are seeing a situation that is of the deep and lasting variety. Is that situation helped by Don Lemon? Really? He says this. Let's go to quote 16A. He says this about the elected president of the United States. Listen.
The president is so empty, so petty, small. He thinks he's tough. He actually wants you to think that. He probably knows that deep down inside, he is weak, that he is selfish, that he is a complete disappointment, that he never lives up to the office he holds. Probably why he always harkens back to the former president. He wants to so much be like Barack Obama, but he just can't buy class. He just can't buy the intelligence. He just can't buy the adoration of the American people.
Okay. Wouldn't it be terrific if the president could get together with the former president to send some kind of message on which decent people should be able to agree? And the idea he can't buy the adoration of the American people? There are, at least a third of the American people who really do adore President Trump, or more enthusiastic about him than maybe any president they've ever remembered. And then Don Lemon concludes with his own secularist's prayer for the United States. Here's what he had to say on CNN.
This, everyone, is a story of desperation. This president is desperate to hang on to power. The American people are desperate to be heard. A real leader would rise to the occasion here, would listen to Americans' voices of protest, really hear them. That would be a true sign of strength, a true sign of leadership, a true sign
of a president. And this president is proving again tonight just how weak he is. But he is a weak man who commands armies, who orders states to dominate their citizens. Here is a prayer for you tonight, for all of us. Are you ready? Everybody together. God help the United States of America. Amen.
I'll say amen to that because I know, I've written two books about it, when we need it most, we do tend to get divine help. But we have to recognize it when it is proffered. This is a moment where everyone agrees we are facing multiple crises. And it is a moment when we have to stop demonizing the opposition. We have to stop trying to put politics and polarization first and put the welfare of the country first. And by the way, that includes you, Don Lemon. I don't think that anyone, including people who were very enthusiastic Trump supporters, believes that, say, the last week has gone well for our country. Is that all the president's fault? No, of course not. Can the president do better and rise to the occasion? One can only hope so. The idea of God help the United States doesn't mean we're powerless to maybe deserve that help. There's a statement by Bismarck that I've always loved, which it is the job of a statesman to listen for God's footsteps in history and then to grab his coattails and hang on. We'll talk about one of the wisest minds in America with Jason Riley about this problem of policing and what we really need from our police officers. That and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.